Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast, where we talk to successful entrepreneurs that have launched into orbit and are going to show you their path, because everybody's path is different. Sometimes it's never quite a straight line. There's lots of ups and downs, and that's what makes everybody unique. And that's what allows everybody to survive the entrepreneur roller coaster. So today we've got Jane Beeson on all the way from Spokane, Washington, on the West Coast out there. And Jane is a triplet, which is a quite little fun fact there for everybody. And as you're going through life, starting out, especially early, there's three of you. So how do you create your own individuality with you and your sister and your brother there? Like, how is that growing up as a triplet? I'm sure lots of people out there want to know.
Yeah, it was actually a very unique experience. We had our own language when we were really little. We would have these words made up. And when, as we aged, I realized that's actually not a word. And my mom was really smart. She color coded us. So my brother was blue, I was yellow, and my sister was red. But we actually don't know if my sister and I are who we are supposed to be, because they mixed us up a couple of times when they brought us home from the hospital. So I've heard of parents tattooing their babies, and I think some way to mark your child to know baby A, this is baby B, and don't mix them up.
There you go, from a young age, right? You and your sister were completely intertwined, and then you guys become, right, representing the state of Washington at pageants all across the globe and all over the place. So when you started out, were you like, I want to be a beauty queen? Was that the thought process?
I knew nothing about pageantry. I knew nothing about beauty queens. I saw Honey Boo Boo on television and it was entertaining. But when my daughter was young, she had an interest in being a princess. And I joined the board of Miss Spokane, which is part of the Miss America organization. And I saw these amazing young women working really hard in their communities, and I was mentoring them, and I didn't know what I was talking about when it came to lots of different parts of pageantry, from walking to gowns. That piece was hard for me. The interview part was easy for me. And so I joined a pageant. I found the Mrs. America organization because it lined up with my core values. They are really into philanthropy, giving back, and just helping other women, uplifting other women. And I love that.
I think that's huge, right? We talk a lot about that. Making sure first you align on core values, and then you can build the relationship. If the core values are off, whether it's a marriage, a business partnership, whatever happens to be, if the core values are off, it's not going to work, because there's always going to be something that comes up from that. So glad that you found that in there. And then So walk us through this. Like, you've had your daughter, right? You're like moving through life and you're like, all right, I want to get up on stage and show the women the right way to do this, right?
The first pageant was very entertaining for me. I enjoyed all of it. I was actually holding the winner's hand as she won. I made the top, my first pageant ever, I made top 10 in Washington State. Ooh. I was elated. And I was holding the winner's hand. And instead of being sad that I didn't win, I was so happy for her, because it meant so much to her. And I thought, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be on the stage, because shouldn't I be sad I just lost? But I actually came away with a lot of friends through the process. And we're still friends today. But I will say, I think things, and you would probably say this too, Hugh, that things happen for a reason. They happen in their own time. You know, you start doing something for the first time, you're basically in kindergarten. And yeah, you have to go to first grade, second grade, third grade. So as time went on, I decided I'm going to raise my kids. I'm going to continue to work in my community and still be on the board of Miss Spokane. But I don't think pageantry's for me. And then I almost lost my son to suicide. And that changed my life. It brought me to my knees. We weathered that storm, came out stronger as a family. He's doing really great right now.
That's
And
awesome.
I had to get back up on that stage because I had a story to tell. And that is when I won because it was authentic, it was who I am, and I had a message to share and I had passion behind it.
Well, and that I you just tell like for those guys on watch on the podcast, you can't see this, but everybody on YouTube, you should see her light up when she said the second time, like when she talked about getting back on stage, that she had a passion and a story to tell, right?
Yes.
And
Yes.
so that second time you were really into it. The first time you were like, hey, I'm just here enjoying the scene. The second time you're like, I got a mission. I got a vision. We're going to go win this. And you can see that competitive fire come out of you. Like, I'm going to go share this message with the world. So that's awesome. Is that when you met Chris Weichman?
I met Chris here in Spokane. He actually, his gym is right down from my house, and he, when my son was really in his dark days and we were kind of coming out of it, I wasn't going to the gym. I wasn't working out. I wasn't eating right. And I had this gym membership at his gym that he owned. And I called him up. I said, Chris, I am going to quit the gym. I just am not using my membership. And he goes, James, why are you quitting? I said, I don't have a good reason. I just don't feel like going. And he goes, well, Jane, I'm putting together this team. And I'd like you to come to this meeting. And so I went to this meeting and it was a bodybuilding competition. I had never been to a bodybuilding competition, similar to pageantry. I'd never been to a pageant before until my own, right? And so I said, okay, let's give it a shot. I said, you're gonna make this look like that in 6 months. And what do I have to do? And I was all in. I did his whole plan, the nutrition, the fitness. And as the months went on, it was so healing to go through the process with Chris. And I will say, Chris is a very motivational person. He is special. And I knew from the moment we started training together that I was so lucky to have him as my trainer.
Yeah, Chris is an amazing individual. I got a chance to meet him through the Final Percent community, and we've become good friends. Actually, I was talking with him earlier today on the phone, and then he was on a training with us. So, like, just an amazing guy. And yeah, he just has a way of like reaching people, right? And
Yes.
it's just great. And but I think that also happened for a reason, like you said, happened for a reason. You showed up that day. Now you got a purpose. Now you got motivation. Like, we all need that often throughout our lives, is purpose and motivation. Especially when something's not going right, like, how do I get out of that funk? Well, sometimes it's just a buddy or a friend being like, hey, just start doing this. And then eventually it kicks in as a new CDA or consistent daily action for you.
It's true, and I always am telling Chris, thank you so much for helping change my life. And now I feel like I'm changing other people's lives, either advocating for nutrition, fitness, in my job in dentistry, or when it comes to my nonprofit, which is Light a Lamp, which now I am so happy to say that I'm the vice president of Light a Lamp. We are a suicide prevention program in my community and beyond. And it all sparked with just saying yes to the gym.
That's it. Just say yes to the opportunity sometimes. And I know Chris is huge on the suicide prevention, just from all the military veterans that have gone through that as well. So now you say yes, you get into the, you're in shape for bodybuilding, but you haven't gotten, tell us how we win Miss Washington here, like.
So I had come off of a bodybuilding competition. I was in the best shape of my life. I stepped on the stage. I told my story and I won a title and I went to Mrs. America. And when you get there, they put you in alphabetical order. So, Washington State, I was down with West Virginia and Virginia, Wyoming, and we had the best time all week. And I really didn't get to know everybody's names until after it was all over because we would just call each other by our states. I love Mrs. America. I have long-lasting relationships for the rest of my life. My roommate was Mrs. Alaska. And fun story, we'd be walking through the casino to rehearsals or to dinners. It's 9 weeks long, and people would say, Mrs. Alaska, and they wanted to talk all about their Alaskan vacation to her. And she's like, I don't get this in Alaska. This is So it was really fun. And we have a former Mrs. America that lives in Oregon, but she's from Washington, and that's Natalie Granger, and she's a good friend of mine, and it's just been really neat to meet these incredible women.
So tell us about that winning moment for you, right? Being
Oh
up
yeah.
on now, before you got to the Miss America one, but Miss Washington, like you go in there, you're the best shape of your life, you tell your story. What was that like to A, tell your story, and B, win the championship?
Winning at state and then going to nationals. Well, it's a lot of pressure, actually. You are standing next to Mrs. Texas and Mrs. California and Mrs. New Mexico and all these beautiful women. But my experience was really surreal. So you always see the women when they win, they're like, I was not. I really should have worked on the winning face because I was like,
Did you not think it was going to be you? Is that why?
I was in my brain. So in my brain, I'm like, okay, I need to get to work. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to do this. And I wasn't living in the moment. I was already on to the next thing of what I had to do to prepare for nationals. And I did fundraisers. It's very expensive to go to nationals. Your winning package pays for your flight, your time there, but I'm responsible for a wardrobe, costume. So we don't do talent in Mrs. America. We do costume. And so I did a big rhododendron. I took a path of stage and I was a big rhododendron and it was bright pink and it was beautiful. Getting
Is
it
that the
home.
state like flower for Washington or something? Or
Yeah.
okay, just
We're an
for people
evergreen
outside of Washington.
state. Yeah. The rhododendron on Western Washington, rhododendrons grow like a big tree. I mean, it's huge. They're huge. Here in Eastern Washington, not so much. It's a
I
drive.
got so much across the country, other places, but yeah, that's
Yeah.
awesome.
But I'll say one of the things I got to do as Mrs. Washington is I got to go to Washington, D.C. I got to tour the Pentagon. I got to tour the White House and the Capitol building. And that was really, really special to be able to represent Washington there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So now you go through that whole process, and then you've got the Fashion Week shirt on. So then how did you end up coming to New York for Fashion Week and walking on like one of, if not the largest Fashion Week in the world, it maybe the second compared to one other place, but it's definitely the top two Fashion Weeks. And here you are now walking the runway in New York City.
Yes. So my friend is Mrs. New Mexico, and she's the designer. Her name's Samantha. She owns Mama Boss Swim and Sport, and you could go to mamabosswimandsport.com and find her designs there. And she's actually winning an award come February, and it's New York Fashion Week again in February, I believe. And she'll be accepting an award there. But
Nice.
yeah, and she was invited to go to Miami. So I'll be modeling for her again in Miami in May, the end of May, 29th through 30th, 31st, right around there. But Hugh, you probably talk about this. One, it's a ripple effect, right? You meet this person, you meet that person, you have to be open to it. And I just am my authentic self. I'm friendly to everybody. And she said, hey, I'm having this fashion week. And would you like to be a part of it? And my sister, I brought her along with me. And you walk out on this stage, and we didn't have rehearsals at all. You walk out, and it's just cameras everywhere, people everywhere. And it was really a cool experience. So that's how I kind of to come back around, circle back around. I met Samantha through pageantry, and it just shows you the level of amazing women that you meet. They are out in their communities. They are business owners. They are boss women.
And it was super funny because that's how we met, right? Like you're coming to New York, and all of a sudden, like I got a message from Chris. Hey, my friend's coming to New York. She's walking in Fashion Week. I was like, cool, okay. Well, I'll connect. And then like we were sort of chatting on Instagram and stuff like that. And then I invited you out. And of course I was like, Do I invite her out? Like, it's a little weird. We don't really know each other. Like, our only bond is Chris. And I'm sure you were like, I know you were nervous on your side beyond this conversation, but you're like, you're gonna trust some random dude in New York City just because Chris says to do that. And you did, right?
Well,
Like,
that's Chris for you. I don't, Chris would not lead me into a bad situation. He'd give his life for me. So I actually wasn't worried whatsoever. I'm like, if this is Chris's friend, then he is my friend.
yeah, and that's how we both were. We're like, sure, like I don't know, but we're like, we'll make it happen, right? And then we went out, we had a great time. You brought your friend Samantha there from Mama
Yep.
Boss, and then Miss
Miss
New York was
Yep,
there.
Mrs. New York, Mrs. New Mexico, and my twin sister. And actually, funny story is my sister was like, I'm not doing a pageant. No way, I'm not doing that. And then I took her to a different system, which was called Miss World. And she saw these just amazing, again, amazing women, strong, powerful women going to med school, becoming a lawyer, doing all these great things and wanting to change, like really wanting to change a story based on some hardships that they had. And she's like, I have a story to tell. I think I need to do a pageant. And she went on and did it. And then she won a title for, I think it was her second time. But
Nice.
some women run year after year after year, they'll run and they don't take a title. So it's
Yeah.
pretty special when you get a chance to do that.
No, it's huge. Like anything, like, you know, even the first couple of years, you guys being able to do that. Because sometimes, like you said, people just build up over the years, you know, doing the different things. So now that you and your sister have done this, right? And I know you're continuing your journey, you continue to spread the word. Apparently, are you coming back to New York in February too? Do you get to walk again?
I haven't, it's not on my schedule as of now.
All right. Well, you have to let us know then. We'll plan another night out for you and the ladies. When you get here, maybe we'll get Chris to go to Miami too or something. We'll see about that. But so tell us what's next now. Like, and actually, sorry, let me back up for a second. Tell people a little bit about the pageant industry, because I think there's some misconceptions on the pageant industry. Like, let's talk about that, because you keep saying, you know, all these amazing women that have a story to tell. It's a platform for them to get it out there. Let's hit that for a second. So
Right.
share everybody about that.
I went into pageantry thinking it was, I didn't have the best vision of what pageantry was. I loved it as a kid watching USA and Miss America. But I thought, is this damaging to women? Why are they still wearing a bathing suit? Is this still relevant? And after participating in one, I realized that it is women empowering women. It is you going beyond what you think you can do and growing as a human. It is giving back in your community. It is, you will grow. It is the fastest way to grow your confidence, really.
Yeah. So it's not because I think a lot of people have that from, you know, the young age being like, hey, it's all about looks and all about those things, but it's actually gives you a platform. Because I met a Miss Utah like 7 years ago and I didn't really understand the whole system because we were doing another event for a statue project. And she's like, yeah, like all these things come of it. And, you know, and I was like, oh, okay. Like I get it now from that perspective because it gives you a platform to share your message. You can do the charity work that you love to do. You can bring up issues and those types of things. And it's just another platform that for people to share their message.
Yes, pretty much. It's like a big megaphone where when I go, I just was at an event this weekend and people knew, oh, you're Mrs. Spokane or you're Mrs. Washington. And it's neat to see some of the same similar faces. I went to the airport and saw our former mayor. She's like, hi, Jane, how are you? And it's great. It's you get to network. And the biggest thing with pageantry is building your team, surrounding yourself with positive people. And you'll be pretty successful if you can do that. You just follow some simple steps to get started if anybody's thinking about doing it.
Yeah. And like you said, having a trainer, having the team, like
Yeah.
all that support around you is definitely, and even in business, right? It's the same thing. Make sure you got the right team with you, the right support with you, so that you're able to build and grow with everything like that. So now tell us about your charity and what you want to do in the future.
So my charity is called Light a Lamp. You can find it at lightalamp.org. And we are in our still kind of our infancy. I could have partnered with big organizations, but I chose this one because I felt like in my community I could make the biggest impact. And we partner with the school counselors. Some of the school counselors have 400 students for one counselor. And we have a lot of students right now who are struggling and losing hope. And so what our organization does is we come in, we give these kids, counselors, these care packages, which has journals, swag, it has snacks, and it has resources, most importantly. And when they are in that dark time, they can have the resources at their hand. We in Spokane, we have one of the highest suicide rates in our country, which is really, really unfortunate. And we also go and we teach leadership class, how to spread kindness. It's an anti-bullying campaign. And we also do quarterly outreach programs in the community. And we partner with our police chaplains and then give baskets to Hope and Healing baskets to families that then lose their child. So we
Yeah.
do a lot. And the biggest issue that we have is we want to help all the schools in the state, but our biggest issue is just finding the funding. And so we're writing grants. We have our Light Up the Night gala in June 19th. And if you're interested in donating to lightalamp.org, you can donate there. And it costs us almost $2,000 per school to support, and we're in 25 schools and counting.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Then for you personally, what's the next step? Where are we going from here?
So the
Miss
next step is,
Pearl?
I know I'm running in another pageant. I told my husband, I'm like, honey, this is the last one. He's like, is it really? Is it really the last one? And I said, yes, it is my last one. But I am going to run for USOA, Mrs. Washington USOA. And that is in December, middle of December. And that goes on to USOA and also Las Vegas. And that's our national. So we have some competing different pageant systems. And so this one also aligns with my values. And I'm excited to meet other women. I'm excited to get back on that stage. I'm excited to set, this goal for myself.
Awesome.
So that's
And
next.
that's an X on there. There you go.
Yep,
And
yep.
you and your sister do a lot of these together. Is she going for the same, like, is she going to participate in those, or is it she's in a different system, right?
She's in a different system, but she's going to be my cheerleader, of course. We actually live 5 hours away. So she's
Okay.
in Western Washington and I'm in Eastern Washington. And so this pageant is also in Western Washington. So I'll have a huge cheering section.
There you go, built in right there for you.
Yep.
So, since this all aligns with your core values and you're building everything out of there, right? What is going to be the message for at this one? What are we going to promote? What are we going to talk about as you go for this next run? And what does it truly take?
Yeah, I will say every time you do a pageant, you come in a different version of yourself. Each time you do one, you grow, you learn. And my message always has been helping children. I don't want children to be at the 11th hour. I don't want them to feel like my child felt. I don't want any parent to go through what my child my I don't want any parents to go with through what my husband and I went through. So my message is generally suicide prevention and mental health. But this time around, I'm really into we say sisterhood a lot, but it's really women helping women and uplifting other women. And we don't do enough of that. Women are not always open to getting out of their comfort zone. I say, okay, we can't have laundry be our hobby. You want to get out and do more things and connect with other humans. Life is short, and my message is going to be that I'm here to support these women. If I win this title, I'm going to help other women in my state. If I go to the national, when I go to national, I'm going to make great relationships with all those women there.
Awesome.
Yep.
Lots of great message to share with people. And it definitely, we're seeing that with guys supporting guys and women supporting women, just because there's certain things that you can say to people, that are of the same sex and going through the same situation that you can't say to other people because they might be offended, different things like that. So it's always great having that sisterhood support or that brotherhood support. So highly recommend everybody out there in podcast land that that you do find a group that's going to support you, or reach out to, or reach out to Jane out there, and I'm sure she's got some great resources for women. We've got some great resources for men, including Chris, that runs some men's groups and things like that. You know, we won't flood Chris with all this stuff, but you know, just as we go through this process, it's really true that we sort of lost that in our society. We've lost the person-to-person communication versus the AI, or versus the look at me on social media thing, versus really fighting to be in the room. And that's what I really appreciated about you and your friends when you guys showed up at that event. And then we're like, we sort of took over that event. Just like our little group sort of took over the event. Everybody's like, what's going on here? Like, and
The
everybody
party
thought,
arrived, right?
the party arrived, and they thought we all knew each other for years, and yet we just met there, right? Like, and everybody was just had the same mindset, the same core values, and it just flowed. So it's really about that, right? It's really about finding the people and finding the people that you can trust, and then just keep spreading that word out. So everybody out there, if you make sure you get on there, make a donation or do something today to help kids move forward in the suicide prevention, and definitely follow Jane on her journey, because now we got to follow her to see if she wins, when she wins the next championship. I caught myself. See that? I caught myself. All right, when she wins the next championship, so we can all be there to celebrate when, if she comes back to New York, or we go to Miami to support the next Mama Boss Swimwear,
Yes.
to be able to do that. So Jane, any last parting words for women out there, or guys out there, or parents out there with kids, to give them something to sort of launch to the next level?
I would say I never thought that I would be a bodybuilder. I never thought I would be in pageantry. I never thought I'd walk on New York Fashion Week. And I would just say, walk through the door, take a risk. You never know who you're going to meet on the other side. You don't know whose lives you're going to change. And just life is short, so walk through those doors.
Yeah, and say yes to those opportunities, right? That's all it
Yes,
was, just saying
say
yes,
yes.
and that's how we ended up here. We talked, we said
Yes.
yes to Chris, we said yes to each other, we said yes to life, and here we are. So I think that's a great lesson as we wrap up today's episode. Everybody go out there, do something today that makes you feel uncomfortable, and say yes if it's 70 to 80% of what you want, and we'll see you on the other side. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the launch button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com, and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.